Chapter 7. The Next Attack. Nat sat up suddenly. He'd forgotten to put more coal on the fire before he went to sleep. Now it was nearly out. He got up quickly and put on the light. The hammering of the birds had started again at the windows. He hated it, but he had no time to think about it. "That smell is burning feathers," he thought. "The birds are pushing their way down the chimney." The smell filled the kitchen. It was thick and terrible. He grabbed some paper and sticks and put them on the fire. And then he reached for the can of paraffin. "Stand back!" he shouted to his wife. "We must do this!" He threw the paraffin on the paper, and sticks and huge flames appeared in the fireplace. A second later, the burned black bodies of the birds came falling down the chimney. The children woke and watched, horrified.
"What is it?" cried Jill. "What's happening?"
Nat was too busy to answer. He used the rake to pull the bodies from the chimney onto the floor. The flames were sending the living birds away from the top part of the chimney, but the lower part was blocked with the burning bodies of birds caught in the flames. The smell was horrible. But Nat continued collecting the blackened bodies till there were no more. Then he poured water on the corpses and put them in a large sack outside the kitchen. During all this time, he hardly noticed the birds at the windows and the door, as they beat their wings, broke their beaks, dived and lost their lives when they tried to get into the house. He was grateful that he had one of the old cottages with thick walls and small windows. "It's okay," he said to the children. "We've stopped the birds coming down the chimney. There's nothing to be afraid of, and the smell will be gone in a few minutes." After the smell had dissipated, they had time to notice the threatening sounds outside the house. They felt completely surrounded. At the windows, the door, on the roof above them, the birds were tearing and drumming, like in a battle. Suddenly, the kitchen clock struck. It was 3 a.m. "In 4.5 hours, the tide will turn again," thought Nat, "and then the birds will stop." He couldn't be sure exactly when that would happen, but probably around 7:30 in the morning. "Let's have some tea," he said to Helen, "and the kids can have some cocoa. There's no point sitting around doing nothing." That was the solution. They must all keep busy. Move about, eat, drink, do things, even if they weren't necessary. "Come on, Jill," he said. "Bring me some more sticks. We'll have a good fire going in a minute." But Jill wouldn't come near him. She just stood there, looking into the fire, as if waiting for more burning birds to come down the chimney. "Don't worry," Nat said. "No more birds will come down the chimney. They're afraid of the flames. We must keep the fire burning. Tomorrow, when the tide turns again and the birds are quiet, I'll need to get some more coal from the farm," he thought. "This can't last for long, and if I only go out when the tide is low, we'll manage. We just have to adapt, that's all." They drank tea and cocoa and ate slices of bread and butter and kept the children busy.
"Stop it, you stupid birds!" shouted Johnny, pointing his spoon at the window.
"That's right," said Nat, smiling. "We've had enough of them, haven't we? You tell them."
Jill and Johnny began to cheer
when they heard the noise of the dead birds crashing to the ground.
"There's another," cried Jill. "He's had it."
"Yes," said Nat. "He won't disturb us anymore." This was the way to fight it. This was the spirit. He just needed to keep them going like this for a while, and they'd be all right. His wife was cheering too, and the atmosphere was almost like at a sports match. In any case, they wouldn't be able to sleep with all the noise outside, he thought.